That is a track by the name of 7 Years and 7 Months Later. Hope you enjoyed that. That is a fella by the name of, his name is Jason Torwalt, and he's on vocals, background vocals, electric guitars, acoustic guitars, bass guitars, and the his band's name is Law of Lucid. The name of the album is Residue. The tracks you heard were Never Been Full Enough to Spill, Maybe We Can Really Live Again, All That Is and All That Just May, Another Day, Another Age. Yeah, and the album came out in 2013. Now, Jason's an interesting fella because he's got, the album was actually recorded in Washington Courthouse, Ohio, USA, the Melodious Design Recording Company. And I've no idea what that is. But from what I can tell, Jason is from Alberta. There's nothing saying here that he is, other than he has a Alberta area code, 403, which I think is Alberta. Anyway, I just sent him a message on Facebook. He does have a Facebook link, facebook.com/lawofacid. I don't know if he's still doing anything. The last posts I saw were from 2013, which is when this CD came out. So he may be happy to find out that it got into my hands. Now, how it got into my hands is an interesting story, because as some of you will know, Bone Rattle Music on Commercial Drive has been around for many years, but it is closing. Phil's closing up his shop and basically moving to work out of his house. So he's been selling many CDs. He has a CD rack there right next to the door, and I proposed to him that if he didn't want the CDs, I would take them off his hands, and that's exactly what I've done. So I've got a whole bunch of CDs here, because nobody wants CDs anymore, apparently. I've been going through them starting this week, and it's mostly Canadian, since it's local stuff, but this one being up from Alberta, somehow got to Phil at Bone Rattle. Who knows how they got there, but it's, a lot of it has been sitting there for years. I recently, last week, sold one of, like, probably the last existing copy of Mr. M and the All-Nighters live at Canada Day in 2008. And that got sold. I have an idea who bought it, so one of my bandmates probably bought it. But, so I've got pretty well everything that Phil had in that rack. And I just got approached by somebody, I think his name was Malcolm, who is asking me about his CD. So I said to Phil, if anybody comes in looking for their CDs, just tell them where it is. And I'm sure they'll be happy to know it's been going to be played on the radio at some point. Anyway, I hope you've enjoyed the show so far. We've still got about another hour to go, so we have been featuring albums over the last few weeks, as opposed to just playing shuffle tracks, which is basically what I do. And I think it's about time we got back into that vibe of listening to complete collections. And I think that's what they used to do in the early 70s on FM radio. I mean, that was how it was done back then. So I think we should go back to that. Anyway, that's my reasoning. We've got one more track from Law of Acid and from Jason. And it's a title track. I like his stuff. It's definitely fitting into the prog rock genre that we like to do here on the House of Prog. So Yeah, I can't. It's not a music style that is big in Vancouver. Whereas the pointed sticks that we played earlier, well, that power pop, it's not punk, even though they're on Sudden Death Records. That's definitely not punk. It's power pop. Punk has a political leaning, and that pointed stick stuff didn't have any of that. So, to me, punk is about politics as much as anything. Anyway, that's my little statement about pointed sticks. But good Vancouver sound, power pop, but definitely is what it is. All right, let's finish off with one more from Law of Lucid, and this is the title track, and then we're going to go right into classic Crawler from 1977 and a track called Without You Babe. We're going to go back a long, long way back to 1977. You are listening to DJ Ian on Transatlantic Express on the houseofprog.com, also on CJSF 90.1 FM in Vancouver. This is the Law of Lucid and a track called Residue. All right, you have been listening to none other than Crawler. Now, if you don't know who Crawler is, that's okay, because you may know Backstreet Crawler, and they were the band that Paul Kossoff, the late Paul Kossoff, put together after leaving Free. And, of course, Paul Kossoff passed away in 76, I think. And so the band continued as just as Crawler. And the vocals were handled by a fella by the name of Terry Slesser. Now, Terry Slesser, you may know. He was, let's see, he was in the band Crawler. Then he joined Geordie. Now, Geordie, you may also know as a band that... a fella was in that went on to join AC/DC, and of course Brian Johnson went off to join AC/DC, who replaced Bon Scott, and Slesser joined Geordie in 1980. He also auditioned for Iron Maiden after Paul Di'Anno left. And then he joined a band called Charlie, had a bit of a hit single with that, and was the lead singer in a Free tribute band and a Paul Kossoff tribute band. So it's been about, it's still about. So the band Crawler was made up of both American and British musicians. And Slesser, of course, being from South Shields, which is, of course, where Brian is from. So he's been about. And, yeah, so it's a good album. It's kind of in that middle kind of hard rock with that kind of American influence that softened it up a little bit, like a little bit back, like Bad Company, the road they went. But it's a great album. It came out on Epic in 1977. The band didn't stay together too long after this album. I think they released one album as Backstreet Crawler, and then maybe two albums as Crawler, and maybe put out a live album at the Agora Theatre in Ohio, which is, of course, where Frank Marino put out his live DVD not too long ago. So I hope you're doing all right out there. My name is DJ Ian. We started about 30 minutes late today because I had to go down and get my Jazz Festival stuff. The Jazz Festival is starting here in Vancouver as of tonight. And we are going to be, I'm going to be down at the Ocean Works stage volunteering down there. I have a bit of a love-hate relationship with the Jazz Festival that I've been involved with for over, at least 10 years now. Last year was interesting because I worked at the Ocean Works stage. I had a bit of an accident. I fell, I tripped over and put a bit of a gash in my arm. So there was that was the negative side. The positive side was I got up and jammed with the jam session. Millie Hong was hosting a jam session. I got up and played for the first time on stage in a couple of years, definitely since COVID. And subsequently, I was inspired to start or restart Mr. M and the All-Nighters. And we've been playing for the last 12 months, basically. And, yeah, it came together pretty quickly with Mr. M and the All-Nighters. And we're